Long live Jim Ryan.
I love that guy. He can do no wrong in my eyes. Now, I gave Sony the benefit of the doubt when they started shutting down all their video game stores and services across their consoles, thinking they were going to unify their service into one under one umbrella like Xbox, and even include a Game Pass competitor with something like Play Pass, which includes its first party titles, just like Xbox does, but also includes Sony movies, actually doing a one up over Game Pass. But boy was I wrong. If reports are to be believed, it looks like PlayStation, under the leadership of the wise Jim Ryan, is turning its back on everything that made the PlayStation the system to own, its diversity of games, and instead has chosen to become just like Activision and EA when it comes to not only the treatment of their games, but also those that make their games and those who play their games, you and I. Just like Activision and EA, it sounds like PlayStation is trying to milk the cow, reporting via PlayStation Underground that Sony is working on a remake of The Last of Us Part 1 for the PlayStation 5, even though that game is not even 10 years old and has been graphically upgraded recently and can even be played for free on the PlayStation 5 if you're a PlayStation Plus member. So in essence, there's no reason to remake the game other than milking the cow. Resources would be better spent on a new project, a side project, a few smaller titles that could potentially blow up to become the next big hit. But that's not something that PlayStation seems to understand, and according to reports, again, just like EA and Activision, Sony is only interested in making blockbuster hits, which there is nothing wrong with, unless it stifles creativity and the willing to take risk on an unproven title, which unfortunately, it seems PlayStation, under Jim Ryan, has done. If reports are to be believed, the founders of Band Studios, the makers of the underrated zombie game Days Gone, left because Sony, not only because their pitch for Days Gone 2 was denied, even though it made profit, their studio was also moved to develop Uncharted content, not only further milking the AAA cow, but stifling their creativity in the process. So much so that it scared Band Studios, thinking they would be absorbed by Naughty Dog. Since the leads left, Sony figured let them work on something new and are doing that now. But that can't really be a place where you feel free and safe and secured in the games you make. The last nail in the cross has to be the reports that Kojima and Xbox are in talks to make Kojima Productions the cornerstone of games in Japan. The word is that Kojima's next game will be exclusive to Xbox and Game Pass, which is believable given Kojima games have been on Xbox for generations, and PlayStation, under Jim Ryan, is more interested in proven franchises. I don't see games like Death Stranding with any value, and we all know how expensive Kojima games can be. However, one game, even two, doesn't really equate to making Kojima the cornerstone of Xbox in Japan. Even though Kojima is probably the most famous Japanese game maker, I don't see his popularity alone and one single game, maybe two, bringing all the Japanese game developers on board to Xbox. But what if we're thinking small, and the partnership between Xbox and Kojima actually made Kojima Productions the Xbox Games of Japan, where under his leadership, he would be responsible for recruiting game developers and curating games for Xbox, specifically catering to the Japanese market, making essentially Hideo Kojima the Phil Spencer of Japan. And again, the reason why that's believable to me is how Sony has turned its back on the Japanese market and the type of games that come out of there, evident by the closing of their Japan studio, and how it's favoring its Western studios and franchises. And beyond the nail of the coffin, which pretty much solidifies my thought that, in reality, Jim Ryan doesn't really know what he's doing when it comes to video games and PlayStation, is that Sony will not be including its films in an Xbox alternative because it has been reported that Sony and Netflix have come to an agreement to put Sony films on that service. Films like Uncharted and The Last of Us. It seems to me that Sony is more interested in partnering with people to distribute their franchises and their intellectual property, instead of consolidating all their services into one and being the main provider. Two clear differences in the strategy between Xbox and PlayStation, between Phil Spencer and Jim Ryan. In the end, I guess we'll see who comes out on top. But as of right now, it seems that Xbox and Game Pass are running away with it. But as for me, I say long live Jim Ryan. Let him reign PlayStation Supreme until the end of time, which may be soon.